Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. So last week, we looked at the true Lord's Prayer, that which is in John 17. And it says in the 17th verse, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We could go so far as to say, thy word is real, or thy word is reality. I have, I hope, a message that will not only affect the hearers of this message as they hear, but will stay effective as we walk on this journey of faith. The reality of this faith journey is the faither, the one who is acting based upon belief, that is that which affects the heart and has confidence in, that is, those who are acting on the Word of God, those who are acting on the promises of God, is that sometimes circumstance seems to contradict, be in opposition to the Word of God. Be in opposition to reality. This Bible, which we call God's Word, is that which I like to say, and many others, is God revealing Himself to us, and in that revelation, we gain confidence that God not only means what He says, has the ability to do what He says, and He does it. Whether or not we see it. In His kindness, in His grace, there is not one amongst His children who has not experienced God's faithfulness. That's part of God's gift. That's part of God's grace. At the same time, we find ourselves in circumstance that seems to deny the reality of God's Word. nonetheless. The Father continues in this wonderful relationship, as we spoke a few weeks ago, continues with this gift, this treasure of faith in God's word. We find in the 50th chapter of the book of Isaiah, a wonderful verse that my pastor, Dr. Gene Scott, taught on for many years. Every year he spoke on it. And the reason is, it is a mainstay for those of us on this journey of faith. In the 10th verse it says, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light?" Wait a minute. I've been told that if I walk down this aisle and I give my heart to Jesus Christ, that I'm going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. That all I have to do is just follow this yellow brick road, and it's going to be a wonderful journey. God's word. And the reality of it tells us that who are on this journey, those of us who fear the Lord. Now, I've said this often, you ought to all know now, if you're new, listen. This word doesn't involve the word being afraid. It doesn't involve the sense of being scared. This word refers to those who revere the Lord. Those who, having been exposed to his word and who have come to know the Lord, and the result of that wanting to please the Lord, who reverence him, who revere him. That's the relationship. Those who listen, who obey, who hear, who give themselves to hearing, who give their ears to the voice of the sayer, in this instance, to his servants, that is, to the gifts God gave to the church, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Who proclaim his word rightly. These are people who are doing it right. And yet, the circumstance described is that walketh in darkness and have no light. God's instruction is Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Now, we can all take a lesson in the understanding of that English word translated faith. This word in the Hebrew is batach, and it is a verb, that is, action is involved. It means to lean with your whole weight upon a staff, with the expectation and confidence that it will hold you up. It's an act. Same as pisteos. In the Septuagint, this word is translated pisteos. It's an action based upon a belief. It is sustained by confidence. That's what faith is. Saving faith is leaning upon the promises of God with the belief that they're real. His word is truth. His word is real. And have confidence in it. It says, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Now, this message is brought about in my daily prayer, wherein I, and I'm not trying to hold myself up as some righteous being, but in my attempt to please, in my reverence to God, I pray daily, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And in this prayer, you know, if we were simple-minded, we'd say, what is the name of God? Well, it's God. No, no, no. We have spent many years studying this word, and we find in it God revealing himself oftentimes through his name. And there are many names of God in Scripture. These are not aliases, but rather like facets of a diamond. These are part and parcel of who God is. There is no one name that can sufficiently be revealed to us, well, maybe that's not true. However, let's go on. Revealed to us that lets us know all we can know about God, at least as we walk on this journey of faith, as we walk in the Spirit, as we walk in the flesh. This one who fears the Lord and who obeys the voice of his servant has found himself in some circumstance where he's in darkness or she's in darkness and has no light. And God's response is, let him trust, let him lean upon, let him faith in the name of God. The names of God. Now, do you have to be in darkness and have no light to trust in the name of the Lord? No, but it's sure a good idea if you know what the names of the Lord are. And God, in his loving kindness, has given us, through his names, descriptions of himself that meets our needs. Jesus, in that sixth chapter of Matthew, just prior to saying, when ye pray, pray this way, tells us, our Father, your Father, knows what you have need of. So today I want to look at the names of the Lord. This is not the first that we encounter, but it is that name which God says He is revealing to Moses, and it is that name, Jehovah. It is that four-lettered, called Tetragrammaton, the Yud He Vav He. Pronounced in our language, Jehovah, or in the Hebrew, it's pronounced Yahweh. Though, now this is crazy, you know, the children of Israel, though God said to Moses, I'm revealing myself as Jehovah. They got so religious, they said, oh, that name's too holy to pronounce. And therefore, they have a mark that instructs the reader when reading the scriptures, when they encounter that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, to not say Jehovah, but to say Adonai, Lord. God says, I'm revealing myself as Jehovah. And Dr. Scott used to use that example of, you want to understand the meaning of the name Jehovah, go out to your garden and turn the hose on and pinch the hose and feel the pressure of the water trying to get out. It is that self-revealing, self-existent name of God. He wants to show himself to us. In the order of Revelation, the first time an activity is put with this name, Jehovah, we encounter it in the 26th verse of the 15th chapter of Exodus, wherein King James would translate it, "For I am the Lord that healeth thee." Is your darkness, sickness? Trust in the name of the Lord, Jehovah Rapha. If you want to make it even more personal, as William Tyndale, I believe, most adequately translated this name, Jehovah Rapha, into "For I am the Lord, your surgeon." And the surgeon operates on one person only at a time. If your darkness is sickness, that name that God reveals, Jehovah Rapha, lean on it, run to it, and stay upon it. There are many other names of God. This is one that I love. Translated in Genesis 17, El Shaddai. It's translated God Almighty. There are some people, I guess, that can reach that high. The picture and the name in the Hebrew, the words in the Hebrew are El God Shaddai. It is better translated the Breasted One. And in it, the understanding of the infant child with the mother as God, our mother, and that the breast is sufficient for all the child's needs. It is a nourisher, it is a comforter, it is a protection. It is a picture of the enough God, that whatever it is you need, God is enough. El Shaddai is the name of God. In Genesis also we find that name through the experience of Abraham. This is not God saying, "I am." This is the response of one of God's children to his experience with the Father. And he says, Abram, that is, in that testing of the offering of Isaac, he says, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide, or the Lord provides. Is your darkness a great need in this life that whatever you do, you just can't seem to get over that financial hump? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Your Father knows what you have need of. We encounter another name in the book of Judges through that wonderful story of Gideon. And he builds an altar and he calls it Jehovah Shalom. The Lord, our peace. Is turmoil and turbulence overwhelming your life in that darkness of not understanding, of that trick of the devil? Wherein we feel we have or are enemies of God. Look, in the flesh, Paul describes in that second chapter of Ephesians, when ye were children of disobedience in the flesh, God has now quickened, made alive, and brought together us in Christ. There's hardly a New Testament epistle that does not say grace, unmerited favor, and peace from God, Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. We were separated, but hold on to the promises of God, to the power of the gospel unto salvation. God has brought together that which was separated. Peace. God is not against you. That which caused God to be against us was laid on his dear Son. And we are now the recipient of God's unmerited favor in Jesus Christ. Don't let the accusations of the devil, don't let the accusations of family, don't let the accusations of your very flesh in understanding your shortfallen condition cause you to walk in darkness and have no light. Grab hold, trust in the name of the Lord, Jehovah Shalom.
The Lord is our peace.
How about, well, I just can't do anything right. You know, if God was for me and I be a recipient of the grace of God, I should be doing things right. And every time I go to do things right, I find myself doing wrong. Well, you're in good company with the Apostle Paul. Read the 7th chapter of Romans.
But here's a name for you to grab hold of. Jehovah Tsidkenu. The Lord, our righteousness. And stay upon our God.
Righteousness. I know what I'm about to say,
how do I describe it? Rankles the holy brethren who somehow or other think they deserve God's grace because they go to church and they do this and they do that and they look at the Ten Commandments and they do this and they do that.
God is not interested in one whit of our righteousness. He's pleased through Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ to give us as a gift His righteousness.
How about that walketh in darkness and has no light? How about the sense of being alone in this world? How about the feeling of loneliness?
I had a friend who,
I have a friend who was always expressing their feelings. And my response was, your feelings are true. I won't deny that. They're just not the truth. Thy word, O Lord, is the truth. And we have this wonderful name of God, Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there.
Bear with me for just a moment. It's a word that's carried over, and we would find it in the New Testament in that Philippian letter in the word Maranatha. The Lord is at hand.
God's word says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Jesus said, I shall be with you always.
How
Can we be alone? I don't care about feelings. Put feelings where they belong, somewhere else. Don't let them get between you and our God. They might be true. They're just not real. Stay if your darkness is loneliness. Upon the name of the Lord, Jehovah Shammah. How about the name Jesus? Obviously, you can hear the pages turning. In that second chapter of the Epistle to the Philippians, having described what Jesus did, and Jesus having performed faithfully what he had promised to perform, in the ninth verse of the second chapter, it says, "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus. It is the Greek cognate of that Hebrew name, Joshua. And as we read about Joshua and his relationship with Moses, his name was not Joshua, but it was Joshua. He was helper to Moses, and in God's revelatory plan, God instructs Moses to no longer call his name Joshua, but to call his name Jehoshua. The Jeh is the contraction for Jehovah. The Joshua is still helper. It meant the Lord our helper. Jesus, the name of Jesus, means the Lord our helper. In Hebrews chapter 13, we find some instruction here. It says in the fifth verse, it says, "Let your conversation," that is your habits, your lifestyle, "be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. For he," that is God, "has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." So that we may boldly say, "The Lord is
my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The 124th Psalm in the 8th verse says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I don't know what your circumstance is today. I know by experience, as we travel this journey of faith, darkness comes. And there are seem to be times of no light. And in his loving kindness, God has instructed us to lean upon the name of God. Whatever it is that your circumstance requires, God has in his revelation provided a name, that which is part of himself that we can lean on and that we can stay upon. In that 17th chapter of John, Jesus says, and this is life eternal, that a man may know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. In studying the names of God, we come to know God. And by his name, to trust, to faith in that name, and Jesus said, this is life eternal. I want to close this morning going to the 91st Psalm and the 14th verse. It says, because he has set his love upon me. This is God speaking. Because he reveres my name, because his desire is to please me. I'm using license in an attempt to describe this relationship. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shammah, and all the other names which are revealed in God's word are available to us. He shall call upon me. What's your need? Call God's name with the mouth, with the heart man believeth, with the mouth declaration is made unto salvation. Grab hold, call upon the name of the Lord, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I, God speaking, will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. You mean God can be with us in trouble? Hey, during those 3 days in the tomb, it speaks of Jesus going down to hell. You can't get in any worse trouble than that. And it says of that visitation that he led captive. I will deliver him. And honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The Hebrew word is Yeshua, Jesus. I will show him Jesus. So if you would, as Jesus instructed, to pray daily the Lord's Prayer, and the opening verse is, Our Father, which art in heaven. That distinguishes the one Father we're talking about. Hallowed be thy name. What name? What need have you? God has provided a name, and he will answer you and be with you and deliver you. And when he does, as that 10th verse of Isaiah 50 says, and let him stay upon his God. And that's the God school for today.